How many people here tonight are believing God for a miracle in their life? Raise your hand. Wow. Wow. Awesome. I want to give you 10 points in 15 to 20 minutes on how to move into the miraculous. See, some people think moving into the miraculous is much more difficult than what it really is. So I want to give you 10 simple points that I live by in the miraculous. Number one, understand what you are coming against. Remember David coming out against the Philistine giant Goliath, 9 feet 2 inches tall, challenging Israel every day for 40 days for somebody to come out and fight him winner take all. And little David, who's 17 years of age, untrained in the art of warfare, says this: "Who is this uncircumcised Philistine that defies the armies of the living God?" When he said uncircumcised, you need to understand something. Every Israelite male was circumcised on the eighth day. And as a result of that, it brought them into covenant with God, a covenant of protection and favor and health and so on. He said, that Philistine giant hasn't got that. Secondly, he's not defying Israel. He's defying the army of the living God. Come on, hallelujah. And your sickness tonight is defying the God that we serve. Amen. You can be healed. Number two. Be specific when you're asking. Matthew 7:7 says, "Ask and it will be given you." Don't just go, "Well, I need to be healed." Tell God exactly what it is. "Well, I got a sore back." "What's wrong with your back?" Come on, are you hearing me? Be specific with God. Too many people come to God and ask in generalities when God is a God of specifics. What you ask for, you get. Number three, imagine it happening. See it coming to pass. In Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20, it says this: "Now unto him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above." Everybody shout the word "above," please. Shout it again, please. He's not going to do exceedingly abundantly. He's going to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask or think, according to the power that works within us. And the word "think" is synonymous with the word "imagine." See it happening. See yourself getting healed. See the miracle come to pass. See God doing it. Hallelujah. So, well, what if it doesn't happen? What if it does? See it happening. Proverbs 23:7 says, "As a man thinks in his heart, so is he." Number four, pray and fast. You remember in Mark 9, a father brought a child that was tormented with demons, and the disciples could not deliver the child from the demons. Jesus comes on the scene, delivers the child. The child is miraculously healed. When they get home, the disciples say to Jesus, "Why could we not do that?" And he said, "This kind comes forth by prayer and fasting." Now hear me. Hear me. He was saying to them, you haven't done your homework. Because you have not prayed and fasted, when you came against this, you had no power to deliver the child. See, I go to churches all over and I hear leaders going, "Well, we need to pray and fast over this that's happened here tonight." No, 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 no. You pray and fast before it happens. Come on, are you hearing me? You pray and fast before it happens, and when the situation arises, you have the wherewithal to deal with it. Getting quiet in here now. See, if you wait till somebody comes before you and then you say we need to pray and fast, there's no guarantee they'll even be alive tomorrow. Getting quiet in here now. Number 5. Understand your authority. The word authority in the scriptures, there's two different Greek words, and most of you will know this. One is dunamis, which is tremendous, explosive power that we get when we receive the baptism into the Holy Spirit. But very often it's simply translated authority, when in fact it's power. The word we're interested in right now is the Greek word exousia. Luke 10:19, when Jesus gave his disciples power, or the word exousia, authority. Come on, hallelujah. And so understand, you have authority. And when you say, "In the name of Jesus," something's got to happen. Hallelujah. Because you have authority. People say, "Well, you have a gift, it's all right for you." I don't have a gift. I'm like you. I just believe God. Come on, hallelujah. But I know what I got. And I've got authority. Hallelujah. I got authority. And you've got authority. This is not being arrogant. God gave you authority. I was walking down the aisle of a large church one time to come and sit at the front, just like I did tonight around here. I sat in Pastor Jim's chair. I was hoping that what he's got will rub off on me and I'll grow to be 6'5" tall. And as I came around the corner, a lady began to shout out in a man's voice. It was demonic. She went like this. "I know who you are. You cast me out and named the person in the city of so-and-so on the date of so-and-so." I said, "That's right. And you will leave now." Come on, hallelujah. Come on, are you hearing me? It's not power, it's authority. We have authority to cast out demons and to heal the sick. Praise God. Listen. I come out of the days, you'll remember this, when they used to cast out demons and take hours to do it. Scream and yell. Want to know their names? Like one guy I saw, he said to this demon, "What's your name?" And he said, "I'm a lying spirit. He said, are you sure you're telling me the truth? That's an old one. We don't have to do that. We have authority. And when we say, in the name of Jesus, the demon has to leave. Come on, hallelujah. Number six, know that you have faith. I'm getting tired of believers saying to me, if only I had enough faith. You do have enough faith. You are full of faith. Hallelujah. The moment you got saved, God filled you with His faith. Galatians 2:20, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ lives within me. And the life that I now live, I live by the faith of the Son of God. Praise God. Number seven, know that God is with you. You are not alone. In Matthew 28, verse 20, he said, I am with you always, even unto the end of the earth. Whoa. Hebrews 13, verse 5. I will never leave you nor forsake you. God is with you. And hear this. You don't have to feel Him for that to be a fact. You don't have to feel like it. Many a time I've been in meetings and I couldn't feel God. But I know that God is with me. Hallelujah. Because I like it when I can feel Him, but that's all right. He's with you. Number eight. Know that you are an heir of God. Romans 8, 16 and 17 talks about how we were adopted into the family of God. And we weren't simply adopted because we wanted to come into God's family. We were adopted in because He wanted us in His family. Come on, how many know that? He wants us in His family. And so we're sons and daughters of the Most High God. That means we're heirs of God. Let me say that again. We are heirs of God. You are a son of God. You are a daughter of God. And all that God has belongs to us because we're heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. Thank God. And so we have the right to use the name of Jesus. The word name, when it says the name of Jesus, in the Greek, in the scripture, in the New Testament, is onoma, O-N-O-M-A-H, and it means His character and His authority. When I use the name of Jesus, I'm coming against things as you are with the authority and the character of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Thank God. Number nine. Worship brings the presence of God. The Ark of the Covenant in the Old Testament. We don't have time to go into detail, but it basically housed the presence of God. And it had been missing from Israel for many generations. And David cried out, how shall I get the Ark of God home to me? In other words, I want the presence of God. And they went out and got it. And they brought the Ark home. People were singing praises to God. People were shouting to God in the streets. People were dancing before the Lord. Hallelujah. As the presence of God came back into the nation of Israel. And when David led us tonight in worship, The presence of God came. Why? Because when you worship God, you're placing yourself under the authority of God. Come on, hallelujah. Praise God. Number 10. Use and believe the word of God. Mark 16, verse 17. These signs shall follow those that believe. In my name they shall cast out devils, they shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. If they take up any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall speak in tongues. Hallelujah. That word believe in the Greek means a believing one in God. These signs shall follow those that are believing ones in God. You want to know something? I don't really care whether you believe in signs, wonders, and miracles tonight. I'm more interested in the fact that you believe in God. Come on, hallelujah. That's what I'm interested in. If you believe in God, if you're a believing one in God, these signs are going to follow you. Do I need to say that again? If you are a believing one in God, whether you like it or not, these signs are going to follow you as a believing one in God. Genesis 1, God spoke the worlds into being. Spoke it. And every time he spoke it, it came to pass. That means that word, which is the word that we are using today, is creative and it is authoritative. John chapter 1 and verse 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. So when you use the Word, you're using God. Come on, hallelujah. That's a simplified way of saying it, but that's what's happening. So tonight, the Word of God says, whosoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be delivered. The Word of God says, lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. The Word of God says, he sent his word and he healed them all and delivered them from their destruction. The Word of God says, by his stripes we were healed. Come on, hallelujah.